It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's been a while, and you know, well, Scott's here again with us in the podcasting studio. You know, the last time I talked to you, it was a week of first for us here at Satellite Guys.
Yeah, we've had a great week this week here at Satellite Guys. Last week we had our great CES coverage and all that other stuff going down, but this week we've done a lot at Satellite Guys, and I'm really, really proud because it's stuff that no other site did. We broke a lot of news this week.
Yeah, it's definitely great, and it's wonderful to see Satellite Guys expanding as much as it is, and there's a lot more to come, I can tell you that.
Yeah, we broke news, and it wasn't just Dish Network news, it was DirecTV news, including the first actual look at the pricing of the new DirecTV pricing, which is taking effect on February 27th.
Yeah, I know, and it's it's that season, and I was expecting the prices to go up, you know, with all this new HD launch and everything, and it's kind of to be expected.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting the DirecTV to go up a little higher. So what they came out with was actually not too bad, anywhere from $3 to $5, depending on the package you have. But for what you're getting and all the stuff they just recently added, it's quite a bargain still.
Not only that, there's possible winds of new channels coming down the line here this year with PBS and a couple other additions that might be coming.
Yeah, if you got an HR20 and you're doing a CE program, reboot your receiver, and after it reboots, go and take a look at the guide, and don't select any channels. Just look through the guide, and you'll see a bunch of test channels, and you'll see a couple new HD channels in there, including Outdoor Channel HD. You might see the local PBS for your area in HD. You'll see the E101 and MPEG-4 HD, as well as MPEG-2 HD, which is kind of interesting, and a few other little surprises in there. That's if you have the latest CE. You got it either last week or this week's CE will work. Kind of a neat feature in there. Quickly, I want to go over the price increases here with everybody. The Choice Package is going up to $52.99, which is up $3. Choice Extra is $57.99, up $3. The Plus DVR, $62.99, which is up $3. The Plus HD DVR, which is the package I have, $72.99, up $3. The Premier Package is going up to $104.99, which is $5. And finally, HBO is going up $14. Now, if you have one of the older packages that is not listed here that has been phased out, that package will be going up $3 as well. So if you have one of those really, really old grandfathered packages, those are going up as well. And that's on the DirecTV side of things. And, you know, I'm very, very proud that a number of major news outlets picked up that Satellite Guys was the first to report this. And Satellite Guys made a lot of big news stories this week, and I'm very, very proud of that.
Right, and I had the Premier HD package, and I'm actually quite surprised that it's only going up $5. I was expecting it to go up a little bit more, but, you know, I'm quite happy with that, and I think that's definitely a price point I can live with for the next year.
I don't know if HBO should be going up. I think they should probably be going down, since the quality of the programming is starting to stink out real bad, and they don't have any really good hit shows like Sopranos or anything like that anymore, and $14 for HBO is too much for me, but you know, I got Dish Network and I got it on there as well. And the only reason I have it is because I have the everything pack, because I have 5 DVRs. And I don't want to pay the $5 per month per DVR fee that Dish Network charges for their DVRs.
Right. Not only that, if you have a older generation model TV set, be aware that DRM is coming from HBO, not from DirecTV or Dish Network. It's coming from HBO, so...
Actually, nobody's been named yet, but the HBO name keeps getting... kind of said in the background. Yeah, the DRM thing is something we talked about with Dish Network, with DirecTV, and with a couple of the cable providers that we saw there. And it's all something that they have to do. It's not something they want to do. So when it comes down the line and your old TV where you're hooked up doesn't support DRM, the HDCP standards, one day you wake up and your HBO or whatever channel it is doesn't look quite as good as before. It's because of the DRM, and that's, again, not anything that Dish Network's doing, DirecTV's doing, or anything else like that.
Speaking of meeting with DirecTV and Dish Network, we met with them at the Consumer Electronics Show, and I'd like to say hi and thank you to everybody that we met there at CES.
Yeah, it was a really great time, and the best part of it was our live call-in show that we did there from the Dish Network booth floor. That was really fun to do. We pulled in Mark Jackson off the floor, had him talk to us for a little bit. We pulled in a bunch of other people. We had Brian from Satellite AV stop by. It was a really, really good time. We had 129 live listeners to us when we did the show live, and that's an incredible amount. That's not people tuning out and tuning in a couple times. That's unique listeners, 129 unique listeners listening to us live, which made us one of the top listened to live programs on Blog Talk Radio for the week.
Not only that, we also helped the Echo Star win the CNET's Best of CES award for their TR50 over-the-air DVR.
Yeah, well, during the show, we got a letter handed, actually, to Bob, and it said that they were just notified in the booth that they were one of the finalists. So we did the Satellite Guys thing and got, you know, the Satellite Guys army together, and we encouraged them to vote for the TR50, and the TR50 ended up winning. So I think we had something to do with that. At least we'd like to think we had something to do with that there.
And for those of you who haven't seen it, it's definitely on the website, all the coverage for the TR50. It is a product to definitely go take a look at, and maybe buy one when it comes out this coming month or next month in February, because it is something that revolutionizes the industry for the fact that you have finally DVR on an over-the-air box that is totally separate from a satellite service. There's no fees, nothing like that whatsoever.
And it's HD, it's SD. If you don't have an HD TV, it will down-convert it for your old TV. It will has an Ethernet jack on it, so it can do video IP services, not necessarily just Dish Online. Remember, this is an Echo Star box, so there's a lot more they can do with it since it's separate from Dish Network. And it's a really, really, really unique box. It's going to make TiVo be quaking in their shoes because, Dish Network stepping on their ground is really, really hard with this box. And from what I've seen playing with it, it's a winner.
And I'm glad you mentioned that it's an Echo Star box, Scott, because the fact that this is totally separate from Dish Network, and a lot of people kind of got that confused because the Echo Star and the Dish Network brand's always been associated together in the past.
Yeah, they're two separate companies now, and this is one of the first products, and they got the TR40 as well. TR40 is just a ATSC converter, which converts digital signals received over an off-air antenna, so you can receive them on your old TV sets, which are not HD compatible or digital compatible. So you'll see the TR40 on the market first, but the TR50 will be coming shortly after that. And it is an incredible box. My only fear is that Dish marketing a lot of times sucks, or EchoStar's marketing sucks, and they really, really need to spend some money on this product and market it right, and they'll sell a bunch of them. If they don't market it right, they're going to sit on shelves.
Right, and I'm hoping to see this in Radio Shack sometime within the next couple of months. I think I'll definitely pick one up. So, Speaking of Weka First, we're going to go ahead and continue on with the theme of Weka First, as this is a Weka First for the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yep, we told you a couple weeks ago that the WWE was going to be broadcasting its pay-per-view, the Royal Rumble, in high definition on both Dish Network and DirecTV. We were the first people to get official confirmation of that from both DirecTV and Dish Network. However, one interesting thing is this Monday night, which most people will be tonight when you're hearing that, the WWE Raw is going to be the WWE's first high definition broadcast ever. And I understand they spent about $20 million upgrading their equipment. They have a total new Raw set. They have a total new SmackDown set. And it's going to be really, really neat to see. And if you're on Dish Network, it don't look like you're going to see it. Because as of right now, while USA HD has a placeholder up there, the channel is not being broadcast by Dish Network. And from the looks of it, we are not going to see it. But if you have DirecTV, they do carry USA HD, and it'll be available there. So you can watch WWE Raw and its debut in full high definition Monday night. And it's something I'm looking forward to. In fact, I spent all day hooking up the big TV downstairs, getting the sound system all ready for it, because I want to see it on the really big screen, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be something that I'm going to be watching tomorrow night. Well, tonight, for those of you who are listening on Monday. And if you are a Dish Network subscriber and you do want to see this, make sure you keep on Dish Network and let them know that you want to see this. If you, I know some people were planning on changing services because of the fact that this isn't being added on to Dish Network, but if you are going to keep your service and all that good stuff, just make sure you keep on Dish Network and let them know that's programming you want.
Yeah, and I was actually going to jump down Dish Network's throat hard and, you know, say, why you idiots haven't put this up yet, but in finding out there's some behind-the-scenes stuff going on, and they're trying to bundle USA HD and Sci-Fi HD with some other HD channels, such as Bravo HD and CNBC HD. Both channels do not show any high definition as of yet. And also, they're trying to bundle in some interactive Olympic-type stuff. And I guess a lot of these satellite and cable providers are kind of not taking it because of the Olympic side of things, because what NBC is going to be doing is all 1,400 hours of the Olympics will be live and also available from replays on NBCOlympics.com. So the cable and satellite providers are saying, why should we pay for this when you're giving it away? And I think that may be one of the big sticking points.
Right, and it's glad to know that it's not all Dish, because Dish has certainly had its problems in the past. And, you know, if it's NBC, we also want to pressure NBC and say, hey, why are you holding programming that we want to see? Why are you holding it programming hostage?
Yeah, and I've been told, not officially, but I've been told that if they make a deal, USA HD and Sci-Fi HD can be flipped on within a matter of moments. And let's just hope that happens. I don't think it's going to happen, but, you know, as Vince McMahon has said many times, anything can happen in the WWE.
So we have Dish Network, and new HD packages are coming online for Dish Network.
Another big news story for Satellite Guys this week, picked up by a number of news organizations again. And once again, I was happy to see that Satellite Guys got credit for it. Dish Network is actually rolling out not two HD packages, but a total of four new HD packages. You know, if you follow Satellite Guys, and if you're a pub member, thank you very much, you will see that sometime in December I started talking about a rumor that there'd be a $10 HD package and a $24.99 HD package, and both of those are true. The $10 HD package is called the HD Essentials package, and the number of channels in that package varies depending on what programming package you have, such as AT100, AT250s. And the $29.99 package is its own package where you don't have to have any other Dish Network services. It's its own package in itself, and it's all the HD channels. It's a neat package. Some people will take it. Other people won't. It doesn't bundle in some of the things like DVR fees and stuff like that. So when you're done, all said and done, you'll be paying more than $29.95, I'm sure. But for some people, that's all they want from Dish Network, is to see some of the HD channels, and Dish is giving it to them.
Yeah, I'm glad that somebody is finally doing this, because I'm afraid 2-3 years from now, when everybody's HD, they got all these HD SD channels, and that we're going to be paying like $200 a month for all the services, and you could just pay half the pricing or than what your normal bill would be, and just get HD only.
Mm-hmm. And the other two packages that were announced exclusively on Satellite Guys this week, and were two new Dish Latino packages with HD. One's called Dish Latino Max Essential, which includes 19 national HD channels, and then the other one is the Dish Latino Max HD Ultimate package. There's full details about them here at Satellite Guys, but we were proud to be able to, you know, let people know a couple months ago that these were coming along, and now we're proud to give you the official details. And you know, a couple people had some questions about, especially the $24.99 package, wanting to know if they can subscribe to like the NHL Center Ice package. And you know, I went to Dish Network right to the official guys and got the official word. Unfortunately, because of the way they're set up, they cannot do RSNs, or they cannot do any kind of sports packages at the moment on that $24.99 package. However, something may change in the future if they redo some certain contracts, and you may be able to do that in the future, but as when they roll out on February 1st, that will not be the case.
And that's good info to know, because there's going to be those customers out there who want to see their sports programming in high definition.
Yep, and the other thing that we were first to talk about this week was DirecTV going to be upgrading some of its channels to MPEG-4. And they're going to start with the L.A. West Coast area first, converting some of the distant networks out there, the L.A. networks from MPEG 2 to MPEG 4. Satellite Guys posted that first, and then another site posted it a couple hours and tried taking credit with it. But if you look at the timestamps, who posted it first? Of course, Satellite Guys did. Anyways, that's some of the stuff we announced this week. What else we got this week, Bob?
We also got NASCAR going MPEG 4, which has been known, and also NFL Sunday Ticket for next year. It's going to be full MPEG 4. Mm-hmm. And we also have DVR, remote booking, is finally alive on some DVRs.
Yeah, my wife actually used DirecTV's remote booking last night, and it was her first time ever using it, and she was actually very, very, very happy with it. And I have a feeling that sooner or later I'm going to be taking my HR20 out of my little test lab, which is next to my bed. I got a big stack of satellite receivers where I have it hooked up to a 17-inch LCD HDTV and some wireless headphones so I can screw around with all this stuff without bugging my wife. And I may be taking the HR20 out of the rack there and actually putting it into the main thing in the bedroom, because I think she's starting to like DirecTV a little better now than Dish Network. And the DVR programming, remote DVR programming capability, she really, really liked that, and I can see her using that more in the future.
Yeah, and this year coming up in the next couple of months is going to be pretty exciting in the satellite industry, because we have DirecTV launching their satellite, Dish is going to be launching three more satellites this year, and it looks like Borat has finally got the launch pad running and operational without exploding rockets.
Well, that wasn't actually Borat. That was a Sea Launch that sent one up this week. And the next one scheduled to go is DirecTV in March. And then Dish is still looking for the first satellite launch around late April, May time frame. But again, when you launch a satellite, don't expect it to turn on immediately. There's a 30 to 45-day testing period, and they got to move it into its location. Look at when DirecTV 10 went up, how long it took for DirecTV 10 from the launch to the time it was actually turned on. And we're going to see those delays as well. There's really nothing they can do about it. They need to make sure these birds are working 100%, because they don't want to move it over there, turn on all these services, and a couple days later have the satellite die.
Yeah, and it's definitely going to be something worth interesting. And later on this fall is definitely going to be an exciting time frame, and I expect to see a bunch of HD programming added.
So anyways, I hate to admit it, Bob, but I actually felt sorry for the Dish Network guys that the Dish Network with this year. Because these guys here really, really, really try to give their customers the very, very best. And because of the satellite problems, they've had to, you know, hold back on stuff. And it's something they really don't want to do. And it's totally out of their control. They have three satellites. And as far as I understand, all three satellites are built and ready to go. And it's, unfortunately, it's not them launching them. They're dependent on the launch companies.
Yeah, and it's really eerie at the CES booth, because normally Dish has all these announcements and they want to get the product out, but there was really nothing other than the TR-50, which was kind of the little hidden gem at the booth.
That and the 222 that he was showing off there. The 222 was running special software on it, which enabled DLNA on it, which allowed the 222 to talk to other DLNA-enabled devices. And for the demonstration, they had a Panasonic Blu-ray player set up, and the Blu-ray player was controlling the Dish Network receiver like it was part of it. It was really neat to see, and something I'm really looking forward to in the future.
Yeah, it's definitely something I'm looking forward to in the future also. DirecTV had their own version of it, and it's definitely going to be pretty cool to see.
That was the big surprise for me, because they didn't announce that. They didn't really talk about it. It was hidden away in the back of the Dish Network booth, and nobody really picked up on the fact that it was DLNA compatible. And speaking of DLNA, we saw another DLNA compliant service, and that was the new Extreme HD, which Bob had a chance to sit down and talk with the CEO.
Yeah, and it was awesome talking to George Gonzalez, who's the CEO of Extreme HD. And this is really going to be a great service. It's full 1080 progressive, DTS 7.1 surround sound, lossless audio. They want to give you the best in the biggest quality they can, and they want to deliver this from satellite to your house on a VOD basis.
Yeah, and one of the neat things, and if you haven't watched the interview with Bob and the CEO there, George Gonzalez, please check it out. It's in the CES forum there. But check it out. He gives you a lot more details and a lot more insight of what's coming down the line, and I actually felt more confident about the future of the company by his interview with Bob than I was by his press conference that he gave, because at the press conference he made it sound like they were desolate. They you know, they're a content provider company, but nobody's talking to them. They have no content. And then in Bob's thing, he said something to the effect of, and I'm not quoting him here, but they're working with a number of providers, and they hope to have some announcements in the near future. So that was a lot better sounding to me than we have no content.
Right, and from what George told me was getting content's not going to be an issue. In fact, what I really liked about the service was the fact that you could have the option of downloading the content and getting it delivered via HD, DVD, or Blu-ray to your house.
Right, and you said that word, HD, DVD, makes me want to cry. HD, DVD was a big disappointment for us at CES. You know, we were all planning on going to the HD, DVD press conference and a couple other things there, and all that stuff was canceled for us, which kind of held back some of our CES coverage, but... getting back to Extreme HD, the equipment looked incredible. Every spec that any self-respecting satellite guy could want is on this box. And the boxes talk to each other via this is not an application, but it's basically a protocol, which is DLNA, which allows it to talk to other things. And one of the things they talked about for Extreme HD using DLNA is not only using the Extreme HD media receivers on your TV sets, but you can also use a Sony PlayStation 3 as one of the receivers. And it'd be neat to see all these receivers finally talking to themselves, no matter what carrier you have. As long as they support DLNA, they can talk back and forth to each other, and you can control one another. And I'm really, really, really looking forward to that. I think that's really the key to the future of all of this stuff.
And not only that, they got a voiceover IP application where if, let's say, Scott is a Extreme HD customer and I'm an Extreme HD customer, I can call Scott for free.
Oh, and it goes right over the satellite, and it's business class voiceover IP. It's not the Skype thing that we're using now that you may hear every once in a while, some compression artifacts. This is going to be some really good sounding stuff.
In which I can't wait until we can actually get our hands on the product and actually do a review and a hands-on test. And hopefully we can launch this company into something that they're going to be proud of in the 21st century.
Right. One of the things I'd like to actually bring up at the moment here, getting off the Extreme HD, is we talked about a SkyVision program here a couple months ago on the podcast, and we actually had the CEO of the company, Del Jose, on with us. And Del was on with us and talked about this new 410 service. And we just received word over on Saturday that the HIT service that's on KU band will be going away. So that means that the service that people are getting from the 410 will no longer be available once the HIT feeds leave the KU service. So it looked like a great idea, but I guess the people at Comcast didn't think it was such a great idea and are getting away from the KU band stuff.
Yeah, you know, it was definitely a great idea while it lasted, but, you know, Comcast is a cable provider, and, you know, they want you to buy their services through cable TV, not through satellite, so I'm not surprised, but at the same time, I thought it would have been something great that customers could have got a la carte channels or whatever they wanted for fairly cheap.
Yeah, there was something going on there. As soon as I wrote about it on Multichannel News, and as soon as I talked about it on the podcast, HBO pulled their programming from this package because they didn't like the fact that it was starting to be advertised as a great alternative to the mini dish services. A couple weeks ago, HBO finally showed back up, but it was a couple more dollars more expensive than it was before. And I don't really understand what the jealousy was between a company like SkyVision offering this program or buying your programming from Dish Network. HBO on the back end should still be making the same thing. They shouldn't really care. That's something that concerned me about this entire thing.
Right, it seems like there's a lot of shady dealings going on over at HBO right now. But hey, that's the music, Scott.
All right, Bob. Well, it was a great week at first. We told you all about all the stuff, new pricing, new programming, and we're not done. We just started off 2008, and it's going to be a great year for Satellite Guys.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an awesome year, and keep tuned as we're not finished yet. So we'll catch you later.
Bye!
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.